emergency?
You know,
hello.
Hi. You know, it's been my theme song.
What is your theme song?
I've been listening to this the past week.
Is it a TikTok song?
No.
Oh, okay.
Me, myself, and I.
It's all I got in the end. That's what I found out. Ooh, that's my song.
Yeah.
Ain't no need to cry.
But now on,
I'm going to be my own best friend. Oh, that's my boo.
You know what line stood out to me when she said, so young and naive for me to think
she was from your past.
Ooh, woo! I was like, damn, like we've all been there. We've all been there.
She said, silly of me to compete when you cheat with loose women.
What? I'm sorry. Loose though?
Not loose.
Loose?
Ooh.
That's a classy dig.
Loose, you know what loose means.
Yeah, loose is very loose.
Loose means also mean a little stank.
Stank and passed,
you know,
around.
Ooh.
To the same niggas that know you're getting passed
they
around.
They be liking them though.
They like loose women.
They like a little twang.
But they never cuff loose women unless you're an artard.
I'm like, oh no. So I can't tell you if they do or don't. I don't know.
Shit, at this point. At this rate.
I mean, I'm not a loose woman, and good God, I ain't been cuffed. Good God, somebody marry me. I'm a good woman, I swear.
Yeah, seriously. But hello, we are
Cocktail Murder.
Yes, and we drink and talk about murder.
And we sing karaoke.
And we sing karaoke. We took a disgusting shot of Amsterdam right
now. Oh my God,
now.
Can we tell the story why we took this Amsterdam?
Talk about it.
It really was no reason. We had no liquor left in the house. And we've had this Amsterdam bottle in our fucking freezer for like literally like 4 years.
Forever. And
it's
we're
been
like,
here forever.
Yeah, fuck it. This is the right time to do it.
Yeah,
so
if there's any time to take shots of Amsterdam that's right, like 4 years old, is when you have no other liquor in the house.
When you have no, and you don't really feel like buying another bottle.
Yeah, you're not gonna go to the store.
Plus, we've been drinking all weekend.
Yeah,
I feel like
we definitely have. It's like Memorial Day weekend.
It is,
guys.
Memorial Day weekend. Happy Memorial Day! Thank you to our troops and everyone who.
You know, it's so crazy. People say Happy Memorial Day, and that's not a happy.
It's
not a happy
Memorial.
Day.
Come on. Merry Memorial Day.
That's happy too.
Memorial Day.
No, but seriously, like, I was gonna say shout out to. I don't know how to not make it sound cheery,
yeah.
But condolences to all of the troops that have fought
absolutely
for our country and
absolutely
lost their lives. There are a lot of them.
And the brothers who lost their brothers.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
I know some, or there are times where you guys really are, you know, you have your group, your community within each other because you know, no one else understands what you guys had been going through. So,
I mean, you know, like prime example, our brother, he served in the army for some years and did a few tours and almost lost his life. Thank God he's back home and we have him here.
Yeah.
But he's lost many, you know, many brothers overseas. So.
Yeah. So, seriously, our condolences to anyone who's lost a brother to. If you've lost, you know, a person in your family, a friend. So.
And thank you. Thank you
seriously
for doing what you do. And
like,
I don't know. I guess I'm starting to feel a little bit differently about just like the military lifestyle because I'm currently dating someone in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the families of military, you know, like thank you guys because you guys have. Like you, I don't know, you've just put up with so much shit that comes with dealing with someone in the military, the wives, the mothers, the fathers,
the families,
the children,
you
know, like you guys deal with a lot when you have a family member in the military and
especially
it's a hard
in
life.
This country, I know we talk a lot of shit about this country, but like it doesn't mean that we don't respect the men and women who are serving this country.
Oh, absolutely not. No, I think it's wonderful. Honestly, I'm a firm believer. And if you don't know what you're going to do after high school, go fucking join the Navy or something.
I know. There, I had two
Join the military.
Yeah, I had 2 months after working at the law firm where I was like, I think I might just join the military.
Dude.
Just because. But
no, seriously.
But that was a hard no. But
it was a thought. It was a fleeting
thought. It was a thought that crossed my head because I had too much time by myself doing nothing. Trying to figure out my next move. But yeah, so seriously, our condolences go out to the families, just everybody.
Yeah.
And then those who are currently active, like, we see you, we respect you.
Yeah, 100%. And like don't let anyone, you know, tell you otherwise. And
right.
I think a lot of people join the military, even if it's not to fight for the country, it's
right.
for, you know, bettering themselves and bettering right. their families. And mm-hmm. I think that that's something important, mm-hmm. you know, to mm-hmm. to know, because it has changed people's lives. Yep. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, as mentioned before, we drink, we talk about murder, we talk about Black victims and people.
Did
of
we
color.
Mention that before?
Well, we
oh,
said
like
we
a
drink.
Previous episode. Yeah,
yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. As we always mention, we drink, talk about murder. We talk about Black victims, people of color victims, specifically because our stories are undertold, underreported,
yes.
and honestly just blatantly disrespected. I feel like now more than ever, like we were watching 2020 the other day, mm-hmm. and they did show a story that we covered, which was the Taco Bell strangler.
Which was our last story, actually. Our Henry Louis Wallace.
And like, so I do appreciate that, but I mean, that's the reason why we want to keep it going. We want to keep talking about our people
yeah.
instead of just giving ourselves a month.
Yeah.
Or an episode.
Yeah. No, seriously.
But before that, we do have our belligerent corners where we pretty much just like rant or just talk shit. Just shoot it up. Shoot the
we
shit.
We all love to talk shit.
I mean, why not? And I got some beef with you, Taj. Here's why.
Why? Oh, God.
First of all, so Taja took me under her wing this past weekend.
She needed it, you guys.
She does not sit down. Ever. When I say she makes time for all of her friends, I mean by the two-hour minimum, like I'm seeing you and then I'm going to go drive all the way across town and see you. And then, oh my God, and then we're going to do brunch in the morning and then I'm going to go to church and then I'll do
yes,
lunch.
Don't skip the church, girl.
And then I'll go see my family. And then later on in the night, maybe I'll have time to watch a movie with you. Like, I'm just like, girl, just like go to sleep.
Why? It's the weekend, especially this
You're
weekend. It's a three-day weekend.
You're very sociable. And
which is so weird because I've always thought I've been an introvert my whole life.
You're so not. I just been like kicking it with her. You guys
and we don't kick it whole, just so
we
you
never
guys
kick
know
it, yeah
I know we're sisters and we're also roommates
we don't hang out and this past weekend was the first time like I actually hung with you. Granted, I had a great time, fabulous time.
I'm
really
did.
I had a really good time. However, god damn, and then like Saturday we didn't sleep until 5 a.m. we didn't
yeah.
come back home
until five.
You guys, we weren't running the streets, we weren't being fast. We were around wholesome people just getting drunk, talking shit, and having a good time just around loved
that's
ones.
That's literally my favorite.
But god damn, I was like, oh my god,
I was laughing because I'm like up and I'm talking. It had to have been like 3:30, almost 4 a.m at this point, and I'm still taking shots and I'm bullshitting around with old friends, like
right.
old friends of the family, and I look over and here goes
Honey, Tati, I don't know
which one. Okay, Honey or Tati, whichever you guys were like, I don't know, is knocked out on the couch,
literally with a blanket.
With a blanket,
yeah.
And we're like in an apartment. We're like in our homeboy's apartment, and
beautiful
she's
apartment.
Just like yeah, and she's like passed out on the couch.
Yeah.
And we're taking shots and having a blast telling old stories.
Yeah.
And I just look at her like, mm-mm-mm. That is crazy.
I'm the one that's just going to sleep.
You're 5 years younger than me.
I know. I just like, honestly, like even this morning, waking up after the long weekend, I'm like, I'm so dead. My social meter is so down. I feel like a lot has transpired this past weekend. Oh my god, Gervonta Davis, if you guys have watched the
fight. Oh my god, a fight. That was
an incredible fight that freaking was. Oh my God. That was, I think that was probably like the peak of like my weekend was his comeback.
I just, because he was going to lose.
Yeah, he was gonna, did you see the knot on his temple?
He had a horn.
He had a horn sticking out. And then, like, he was staggering for a minute, you know. And then, like, he would yell at the ref. I don't know. What do they call them?
It's a ref.
I guess. But, like, he would be like, oh, but he did this. Da-da-da. And I'm like, yo, Tank, but I'm like, you know, you kind of losing right now. But
he would have lost if he did not fucking knock out Romero.
Yo, and exactly, but they call him Tank for a reason. It's that fucking arm. Like he
has 24 KOs, now 25.
When he
25 KO.
Girl.
Or is it 25 KOs? Or he has 25 wins. Or 25 KOs.
I don't know. Let me see. I'm gonna look it up. But the thing about Tank Davis, my future baby daddy, is
that boy fine. He with his dumb ass. He's so good.
Oh, he can't talk. But it's okay because it pays off.
He's so fine.
Let me see. Let me look at his record right now. But yeah, no, he really did his thing. Yeah, it's 26-0 right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
How many knockouts? He has quite a few.
He has how many?
This is why we need an intern.
I know. Knockouts. I'm about to go on Upwork and paid $50 per. Hey, listen, if you do freaking what's it called? If you want to draw a cartoon of us talking shit.
Oh, that'd be great.
Please, please hit our DMs. How many knockouts?
Be the worst Googler I've ever seen in my life.
I am, because I put Tank Davis knockouts and I have no records right now. But either or, like the comeback was incredible.
Okay, it's literally right here. Okay. Total fights 27, wins 27. Ugh.
27. It's
wins by
two days
knockout
ago.
25.
Damn. His record is nuts.
He has a great record. He's just so damn fine. He's just so damn stupid. But you know.
Oh, so Forbes is wrong. Well, as of 2 days ago, well, what are you reading off of? Forbes said it's 26-0 with 24 knockouts.
Is that an old article?
2 days ago. So probably what? Right before the fight. Never mind. Now it's, yeah. Now it's 27
yeah,
fights,
the fight
25
was like
KOs.
Less two than days. 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. 2 days ago. Never mind.
But yeah, it was a good fight. Yeah. It was a good fight. I'm a fan of Tank. That's my boy. Obviously, I think he's fine as fuck. Who are your favorite boxers? Mine, personally. No, you go.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No,
you go first.
No, you
okay,
go.
Okay, so my first, what, you got to Google yours? Mine, I'm Googling mine right now.
Are
his
you
real
Googling
name,
yours?
His name is Boots. I've been following
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jaren Ennis.
Yeah.
Boots Ennis. Yeah, he is so good. He's been in undercard. He recently, I actually went to his last fight in Carson, California, floor seats. Thank y'all.
Oh, that's who's the fight you went to go see.
Well, it was he was the undercard there. So he wasn't the main event, but he was right before the main event, and he called out EJ Spence.
Oh, Errol.
And I think that he could do it. I think Boots is amazing. This is like the first boxer I've ever like really followed, mm-hmm. you know? So right now he's just my favorite just because like yeah. I'm following him right now mm-hmm. and he's great. His support system at the fight, you know, that I went to, whatever, like his family is so huge. I loved it. It honestly reminded me of our family when we went to go see our brother RJ
in MMA.
When he did MMA, like the support was so deep and there was so much love and was amazing. So yeah. And Ennis, he's 24. He's a very young fighter.
Young guy.
Very cute, if I may say so myself.
If I may say so myself.
Also my future. One of these days. We'll cross paths one of these days.
Shout out.
You know.
Shout out.
Shout out to you. But yeah, so he's my favorite boxer
that's
in this
cool.
moment. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Who's
cool.
yours?
I mean, I have a few. I mean, obviously, I love me some Tank Davis. I also love Errol Thymus. Spence. My top
boo.
Number.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, what?
I said boo, Errol Spence.
Oh, you don't like Errol Spence?
Because Boots is going to fight him. Or he called him out.
I don't know. I think Errol's going to win. That's just my
I don't think so. I don't think you've seen Boots, though. That's the thing.
I have seen him fight.
Yeah, but have you seen him fight as much as I've seen him?
The one time? Have you seen one fight of his?
No, I've seen more.
But personally, my favorite, top fighter right now is Tyson Fury. That's my dude. Oh. Fuck with him. I love him. I do also love Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua. I think that they should fight, but that's probably never going to happen.
The last fight I saw Deontay fight in, I was...
Well, yeah, he fought Tyson Fury.
Yeah. Thoroughly disappointed.
Yeah, that, but it was a good fight. That was a great fight. That was a great fight. I think he should fight Anthony Joshua. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of like up and coming boxers that are
a lot of them.
Yeah,
I think there's a good handful.
I think it's dope to see this new generation, of boxers. It's really dope. It's like it's all fresh faces.
Even in general, in all industries, like entertainment.
Dude, I was watching the Celtics and Heat game yesterday, mm-hmm. and I was just like, wow, look at all these young boys.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you grow up seeing so many different athletes, mm-hmm. and then you're like, you slowly watch them go. You slowly watch them retire.
Just come up.
And there's all these fresh faces, and they're so good, you know?
So
like,
good.
They change the game in so many ways. I love it. I love it. It's so cool.
For sure. Definitely. So we had been, Taj and I had been watching Bad Boys.
Oh my God.
Of LA on Zeus Network.
If you guys are not watching Bad Boys of LA, you're missing out. That shit is hilarious.
It's too much. Shout out to Gutta.
Messy.
Shout out to Gutta.
That's my bitch.
I love Gutta.
Gutta, if you ever want to be on Cocktail Murder, please. Oh my God.
Please come. Even Anthony. I love Anthony.
That's my boo.
And then, of course, Darrell's, Where the Money Resides.
Him
where the money
too.
Resides.
That's like my dream guest right now.
Oh, well, he's amazing. He's my favorite one on there. I mean, I think you and I even just like analyzed him while watching the show.
He's so messy, and let me tell you,
he's me, girl, because you're messy but not in a way where people can catch it. But you know what? It's not that you're messy. You just...
I just want to be around it. I don't want to be in it. I want to be around it.
But not just that. You just call it out. You call it what it is, you know? Yeah. And that's what he does.
You got to say it. You got to say it.
And I love it. And so, yeah, there's that. But also, another guest on that show is Kirk Franklin's son, if some of you guys know. His name is Kerryon Franklin. Mm. And recently, the Cocktail Murder ladies had found out that he was driving a car of allegedly of someone who was missing and was possibly dead.
Presumed murdered.
And
how are you driving the car of a missing woman who's presumed murdered?
This was of April of 2022, and the police stopped him in this car because of a taillight, which sucks, right? It's kind of
It's like, did they really stop him because of his taillight, or did they like recognize the plate? You know what I mean?
And supposedly the woman who was presumed missing, she was the one who sold it, or her brother sold him the car, or she sold him the car. It was kind of like, hold on, let me go back to it. But yeah, basically, supposedly he's saying he was locked up. I don't know for how long. I don't know if he's out now. Mm-hmm. But he was saying that, you know, he was getting set up. Because they just wanted to throw him in jail. And
he also said like, oh, they're trying to get me for resisting arrest. Like, first of all of that could whatever. The thing is, you are driving a woman's car. And if it was sold to him, it should not still be under her name. If it was sold to you.
There was also a gun found in the automobile.
Her credit cards.
And her credit cards.
Why would she sell you a car that has her credit cards in it? That has a gun in it that he's saying does not belong to him.
Active credit
cards. He's trying to pretend like it belonged to her. It doesn't. It's not adding up. And I knew when I was watching that freaking show that I did not like him. He had a weird
energy about him. Very
and
dark.
And now he's in this fucking scandal now.
Now he's in the scandal of, he's involved of a missing person's case.
And the fucked up thing, you guys, is like, we literally cannot find anything else about this. I can't even find the girl's name.
No, not at all. I feel like everything
that went missing and is presumed
murdered.
And it's
recent, so clearly it's an ongoing investigation.
Right.
I'm assuming, you know, he's he made bail, you know what I mean? And he's out right now, but he did have court. I don't know what came up of that court case just yet.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so yeah, once again, he was found driving in the car with active credit cards. Don't know if he was using it just yet, but with active credit cards and a weapon that did not belong to him. So he was right about that. But the point is that this person is now missing and allegedly dead. So, supposedly
something that we will be following.
Oh yeah. Sure. So supposedly the car was sold to him. He had nothing to do, no connections to this person. But it's just like, you know, like we mentioned earlier, coinkadink. I don't know. Is it a coincidence?
What are
the odds that you get sold a car and then that same person, the person, the seller, is then turns up missing and possibly dead.
Exactly.
I don't know. So very interesting. Again, I wouldn't really blink an eye, but we had been watching this motherfucker for 9 episodes and he was a weirdo.
He's fucking weird.
He was a weirdo.
He's weird as hell.
He had this mindset, like he had a thing about control for sure. So which always like never like felt right with me, you know, it never sat in my spirit.
Well, I think people that are trying to be controlling can be also very manipulative, can be very toxic.
He was, because our favorite guy, Darrell's on the last episode was even like, hey, like, do you have my friend's best interest? And you can tell that there were some things that likely happened off the show.
Right, off
where
camera.
Where he was, yeah.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, he has been kind of flirting, or Gutta has been flirting with him. With
and he'd
Carrion,
allow it.
And
yeah.
Yeah, he kind of allows it. And like, I don't know. I think Darrell's is onto something when he says that Carrion is kind of like leading Gutta on, or is like just kind of playing with him. And I could see that. I could see how that could be true.
And Carrion made mention, like, they were talking about, like, you know, L.A. is a big city. And Carrion was like, yeah, I have his, like, basically, like, of course, like, I have his best interest, whatever. And I think you made a comment. You were like, maybe he's trying to be, like, his manager.
His manager, yeah.
You know? And I was like, damn, like, yeah, I could see that happening. But still, doesn't – regardless of what role you want to play, you don't lead a person on, period. And I just – I never felt like, you know, you should allow someone like Carrion lead in general. And
yeah,
I think
you and I have both dealt with people who are similar to Carrion.
Oh my God, I had so many triggers.
Not in a murder, missing woman way, but
like,
in
a controlling.
Yeah, in a controlling, toxic, like.
Way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wanting to just, control.
Take lead,
what you do.
Even if it's not in your best interest.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But yeah, so that's interesting. Aside from like Bad Boys Club and that being the shit and so funny, that was an interesting
that,
news.
Yeah, that's something that popped up.
Yeah,
that
we were like, wowzers. This weekend.
So we'll definitely be looking more into this case. Of course, right now, like the last information we have is from April of this year. So we're hoping that some more stuff comes out so we can start looking. I'm like, I need to like really dig deep on Reddit because, you know, Reddit, they be digging deep.
They'll have it all. They'll
so
have it all for
I'll
sure.
I'll be on the lookout for that.
Mm-hmm. Strawberry bubblegum. My little hey. 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 My little toe.
Not little, but little.
Shout out to Justin Timberlake's cheating ass.
No, he's a cheater.
Like 2 years ago, he was seen, with some bitch he was making a movie with.
He was cheating on Jennifer Garner? Isn't he with Jennifer Garner?
Jessica Biel.
Oh, wrong bitch.
Tomato, tomato. there was like some photos. I had never forgotten that. Ever since then, I was like, wow.
I mean.
Whatever. How he did Britney Spears too was fucked up. And Janet Jackson. So I guess he's not a good person either.
What? Wait. Okay. We'll save that. We'll save that for
another,
day.
Yeah,
because I don't think I know. I guess like I'm empathetic.
Oh, I know. He was wrong. No, I watched, so I, like, I, there was a couple documentaries that I watched covering him and Janet. Yeah.
Oh no, I think he was wrong with that. Yeah, when it came with Britney, I don't know what happened with that. It kind of, to me, it's, it just seemed like they like had a bad breakup. But I'm okay.
He was a piece of shit.
Like, really, like, hot take, like, I think Britney is actually crazy.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, but yeah,
I feel bad
She's
for
nuts.
Her.
She is nuts.
Because what I think is fucked up is, like, when it came to the conservatorship or whatever it's called, it's like she didn't get to choose who is in charge of her shit. So it's like, obviously she didn't trust, like, her family members or her parents,
like,
and stuff.
Dad.
Yeah. So, like, I think that that's fucked up. I think you should be able.
Winehousey, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Lucky that Britney didn't.
I feel like you should be able
drugs.
To choose, like, a person you trust to, like, take over, like, things like that. But also, I think that she had a conservatorship for a reason.
Story, never trust an old white man. Even if he's your father, don't trust him.
Even your sister, who's a white woman.
Even your or your mother, because where was her mom in all of this? Yeah. That was,
What's up with mom? Like, seriously, when, like, fathers are, like, abusive, moms just seem to, like,
I think
let
like
it
the moms,
happen.
Because the moms are also abused, so they shut down.
Yeah, I get, yeah, that's
you know?
True. He's not just abusing children.
And then it's almost like
everyone.
I could see it being a survival thing, being like, okay, he's finally not abusing me anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
So it's that, I just think the whole thing is fucked up. Like, just sit dynamics like that. You know what I mean? I just think it's all fucked up. The mom's been abused. Like, everyone has been abused. And it's a survival thing.
That's tough.
Where it's like, okay, well, if he's on her. Yeah. Or on my kid, then he's no longer
then
on
he's,
me.
At least he's not, you know. Oh, that sucks.
That is quite fucked up. Speaking of fucked up dynamics, we are talking about Sandy and Josie Merrifield. This is a crazy story. The reason why it's crazy, because we see what this bitch looked like in her face. And shout out to Brayden.
Y'all need
she
to Google.
She looks like him. That's my friend. That's my dog from Arizona when I lived in Arizona.
Please Google
but
Josie.
But she looks like him.
And
she looks like a man.
Sandy. Because
she
whoa.
Looks ridiculous. She looks like she smells like outside.
It's the mugshot. Like, what?
It is the mugshot. It's the hair on
but
the lip.
But I think, like, she looks like that all the time.
Yeah. It's the little fro she has. Just everything. She looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are going to cover this crazy story on these two sisters, the Merrifields, and I will take it away by starting. Here I go.
All righty then.
Oh, we're drinking Trulies.
Oh yeah.
We did take a shot of Amsterdam, but now we're up drinking Trulies, hard seltzer.
Yeah, because why won't you chase liquor with liquor?
Exactly. But not only that, I think, like, just seltzers are so great for the summer.
Yeah,
you know?
Literally I had a million errands to run and I was like, I just want to drink a fresh seltzer
exactly.
while I'm running my not outside but like in the house, like cleaning the house.
Yeah,
not like
sure.
driving around.
Yeah, and then we have meal prepping to do. It's gonna be
yeah thing. Exactly.
Okay, so we're gonna start by talking about Sandy and Josie Merrifield, who is from Collinsville, Illinois. It was a pretty diverse community. The Merrifields family, the Merrifields family was a large blended family. Josie and Sandy were half sisters with different mothers, but the same father. In 1989, the children lived in the home on Summit Street, and the dynamic was that Sandy would take care of the children since the parents were often out of the house. Sandy was kind of quiet to herself. Josie was a joyous without any worries. Sandy always wanted to be a caretaker and felt like a mother to the younger siblings. She would cook the meals and take care of them, basically. So just, yeah. I hate seeing that dynamic. Like, well, not dynamic, but like when the older siblings have to take care of the younger siblings. It's just so
taxing.
Well,
I think it's tough because, like, we come from
that
where, like, our older sibling had to take care of – like, she was mom to us, you know, for a really long time. And that sucks because it's like, as much as I appreciate our older sister for stepping up and taking on that role, it's like she shouldn't have to.
Exactly.
Like, you really shouldn't have to take on
that. And she should have time to, you know, to be her and do her and, you know.
And if you have children, stop having your children be adults.
Yeah.
By the time they're 13
They shouldn't have
old.
To help you take care of your other children.
Yeah.
Period.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
We see that so much.
Let them be kids. Let them be teenagers. Let them be young adults.
Yeah.
They didn't ask to be in this world.
No.
I didn't ask to be in this world.
No.
And I'm here. I'm here. Okay. So the sisters had a close bond. However, it was very clear that Sandy was the authority figure. Sandy didn't have a great relationship with her stepmother, Eileen. She sounds like an evil stepmother, Eileen. But Eileen was the mother of Josie. Sandy did what Eileen should have done. Again, just be a mother.
Yeah.
Okay, so after high school, when Sandy was about 20 years old, she started dating Everett Jackson. He was a plumber. He made decent money and pretty much a solid guy. They quickly fell in love and immediately tried to have a baby. That was pretty much Sandy's goal, and that was to become a mother.
And I will say that, too, becoming a plumber, y'all, go to fucking trade school because –
oh, my God.
Like, yes. I know I said earlier, like, if you don't know what to do after high school, like, join the military. But also, if you don't want to join the military, whatever, go to trade school. Fucking be a plumber or a cable guy.
Or –
like, that shit makes money.
Or get
good money.
Or get certifications, just period.
Yeah.
And anything that you do.
Yeah.
Get certified. You can still get letters without going through 4 years of college. I'll say that.
And I'm tired of running into men that just don't know how to do nothing.
Girl.
Nothing. They don't know how to do a damn thing.
The past two relationships couldn't fix a thing if I asked
them
to.
That is crazy.
Didn't even have tools.
Couldn't hang a picture.
You don't even have a toolbox.
That's wild. How are you as a man? You don't have a toolbox?
You don't have a toolbox.
That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
That's not a man.
That's not a man.
So why are your hands rough? For no reason? Because now you don't wear lotion?
Because you just ashy? You just a dry ass nigga.
You just a dry ass?
That's crazy.
Can't even, you don't even have a toolbox. You don't even know what a screwdriver is. Like, we have a toolbox. That's what that's
crazy.
We
have a toolbox.
We have tools.
And we be using it.
Use the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
And we know what to do.
That's crazy.
That's nuts to me. Anywho, unfortunately, she suffered multiple miscarriages. Sandy did. Which is just so sad. Like, I read that some of her pregnancies were so far along that she could feel the baby kicking.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's sad.
And still lost the baby.
That's sad. That's sad. It became clear this wasn't just going to happen to her. She was also very, really nervous because she felt that if she wasn't able to have kids, then Everett, the love of her life, would leave her, which is like such a tough situation.
Yeah,
and that is kind of like a deal breaker. And
like
the older I'm getting, the more that I'm realizing that there is more to like ups and downs in relationships than like finances. Like wanting to have kids is a whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think it's so like – this might be TMI, but like sometimes like, yo, I've had some like scares, you know, of like getting pregnant and then I didn't get pregnant. You know what I mean? And I've often wondered like, wow, can I even get pregnant? Like you ever made so many mistakes, like whatever, just growing up, you're young and you're dumb or whatever,
reckless,
young, dumb, fool of cum. And then like, you're just like, you just don't get pregnant. Like I've often wondered that about myself, but when you're young and you're not ready for kids, like you don't think like, okay, let me go check to see if I can even get pregnant, you know? So I'd imagine that she didn't know that she was going to have problems with her pregnancy, you know, when
that's
she
sad.
Got with her boyfriend. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just sad. That I think that's a sad thing to find out later.
No, it is. And what makes it even worse is that her 16-year-old sister, Josie, ends up getting pregnant. So she's young, dumb, and full of cum.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that cum is working, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No one knew who the baby daddy was.
Lord have mercy.
He wasn't around, and she was still in high school. See, that's poor the baby. Oh, she was still in high school. And that's it's us. Like the one that is like in a loving relationship couldn't have a baby if her life depended on it. But then this one, don't even know who the baby daddy is. It's still in high school, and it happens that easy.
We see it all the time.
That is so hard.
People who probably aren't even ready to be mothers mentally.
Yeah.
Can't even handle, you know, different life curveballs.
I mean, people are popping out with babies by accident all the time.
All the time.
That's
never
crazy.
Never planned.
Yeah.
And the people who actually are in a place to take care of a child or children can't have them. It's I don't understand why it's like that, but it is. Yeah.
So Josie decided to keep the baby, and we here on Cocktail Murder, we believe in, you do what you feel is right. You keep the baby or you don't keep the baby.
Yeah. Okay. It's your choice.
We got options.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I use my options. I'm telling you. Lord.
Okay. So Sandy, her sister, she is childless.
And childish.
She did begin to resent her little sister, which of course that would happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially after a miscarriage.
Yeah, miscarriage after miscarriage. How can you not, you know?
Yeah.
She felt she was basically put on this earth to take care of kids, and now she just realized that she cannot have any herself. Although she was jealous of Josie, she still helped as much as she could with raising the baby. Of course, that's her sister. However, she decided to move out of the family home and in with her boyfriend. Mm. Josie, the teenage mother, starts to feel the weight of having a child without much help. She then begins to resent her older sister, Sandy, because now she has the life Josie wants. Mm. She has a home with her man, and that's what made her jealous. Mm. So they're both kind of jealous of each other at this point. Mm-hmm. One has a baby, and it's hard because she's raising the baby by herself. So the other sister is jealous because her sister has a baby and she can't have babies. But then the other one is jealous because she got a man and they have this home together and they're kind of living this beautiful life. So it's all about perspective, right?
It is. Yeah.
That's crazy. So Sandy was jealous that she couldn't have a baby, and Josie was jealous because she didn't have a man. In 1998, I guess I should have read this before I started talking.
But it's funny because it's like you said, it's about perspective.
Right, exactly.
You know, like if they just sat down and talked to each other.
Oh my gosh, communication,
babes. We wouldn't even be talking about them right now. Anyways,
seriously.
Why are we talking about them, girl? Let's hear it.
Yeah. So in 1998, Josie met the love of her life, Chester Marshall. What kind of name is that? Chester. Babe.
Chester.
Babe. Chester. Come here.
Chess.
He immediately noticed the animosity between the two sisters. In January of 1999, Josie, now 18 years old, became pregnant again. Again, child. Everyone gathers at the Merrifield family home for the news. That's when Sandy pulls her little sister Josie to the side to have a little chit-chat. Don't have chit-chats with people who are jealous with you.
Mm-mm.
Don't do it. They're not going to be good.
It's not worth it. Just let them watch.
Yeah,
and you stay as far away from them as possible.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so Sandy told Josie that she wasn't fit to take care of a second baby and asked to keep her baby.
That's weird.
But is it?
I would think it's weird.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
And I don't think that you'd be in this situation. But if you were on baby number two and you couldn't even take care of baby number one.
Okay.
Honestly, I would be like, listen, here are your options.
They are from bumfuck nowhere, because I don't know. I've never heard. The only thing in Illinois that I know about is Chicago.
So, that's true.
Yeah. Okay.
I would be like, yo, like, you need help?
Yeah.
Because if you need me to take this baby in and raise it as my baby, especially I cannot have a baby and you cannot take care of your baby, I might just ask you.
I mean, I would have, like, you know, provisions. Like, that baby needs to know this is my kid. Because I feel like it would create, like, deeper issues. You know what
but
I mean?
But do you know how many families with, like,
true,
moms true, who are true. Raising their grandkids as yeah. a sibling to their young daughter.
True.
You
true,
know, true, true, like true. That. But I'm not saying that I that's think, okay. Not saying that that's yeah, okay. Because yeah, that's fucking crazy. Be, but
yeah, yeah, I would make it truthful. Just be like, yeah, your mom just wasn't fit to.
Yeah, like growing up, like,
but you're still yeah, like one of my
that's
own,
true. Your you know? Baby would know me as auntie. I wouldn't yeah. be mom to yeah, your yeah. kid. That's
vice
true.
Versa. I think I would want the truth to be like, you know, right up front.
Yeah. Like listen, yeah. it was life happened and yeah. I and had to take care of it. Yeah, yeah, that's true. I wouldn't take your baby from yeah. you.
But with these two, okay, go ahead.
Okay. So let's see, where was I? Between two sisters.
Sandy told Josie that she yeah. wasn't fit.
I'm just looking for my place. Oh, yeah. She – okay. So, after she had asked Josie to keep her baby, Josie agreed. Mm. So, at this point, Sandy was elated. Mm. Now she's going to have the baby that she always wanted. Mm-hmm. However, Papa Joe, the patriarch, and he's basically like what he says goes in the family, told the girls, no, that's not going to happen. You're not going to be baby swapping in this family.
No baby swapping.
No baby swapping. Can you, I can imagine a Papa Joe saying
hilarious.
That. So once again, Sandy's baby had been taken away from her because they had already made this agreement. And now he's like, nah. No, not yeah. going to happen. Shortly after all that happened, Sandy revealed that she is also pregnant. So, wow, you know, miracle type shit. What? That basically changed everything.
Yeah.
Both sisters were pregnant at the same time.
How cute.
So cute. Like
Kylie and Khloe Kardashian. Oh, they were
pregnant at the same time?
Yeah.
With That's cute.
Khloe's first kid, Kylie's
How
second.
How fun. What yeah. a bonding experience.
Yeah. No, both first kids. Oh. But still, yeah.
yeah. Both sisters are pregnant, and that helped them begin to rebuild their broken relationship. Josie okay. was extremely excited, but Sandy was on edge the whole time. She had so many miscarriages and was scared that it might happen again.
Yeah,
and on imagine. August 11th of 1999, Josie gave birth to a boy.
Aww.
So, yeah, I could imagine after she had a few miscarriages, yeah. like – I'm glad that you're excited, Josie. You've had a baby before, so you aren't going to have that many problems. But for me, like, I can't get too excited.
Yeah.
Type shit. Okay. So this is where shit gets fucked up, you guys. Mm-hmm. Everett gets home from work and sees Josie's oldest child on the couch. He immediately thinks Josie must be over today. He walks into his bedroom and sees his girlfriend, Sandy, holding a newborn baby.
Hmm.
Sandy tells Everett, congrats, here's our baby.
Hmm.
She said she felt pain earlier in the morning, went to the doctor, and gave birth to their baby. There are so many, it sounds like there's so many plot holes, but I promise you there's not. Like, this is how it happened. Okay, so Everett was shocked, but then went to the store to grab a bunch of baby supplies because obviously he didn't know that this baby was coming right now. Meanwhile, Chester goes to the Merrifield home to see Josie, and when he gets there, her family says, "We thought she was with you."
Mm.
So now everyone is thinking something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So the boyfriend then went to the girlfriend's house. The girlfriend's not there. The family's like, she was supposed to be
yeah, what
with
you. Mean? Like,
right.
At?
And now Sandy yeah. is over on the other side of town at her yeah. house with a newborn baby in her hands. Nobody knew the baby was coming now.
Yeah.
So it's just weird. All so weird. When Everett gets back home, he begins to question Sandy about everything that's going on. And Sandy says, Josie's not coming back. At this point, Everett is tripping out and packs up Sandy and the baby and takes them to the Collinsville Police Department.
Period.
Shout out to him. He was like, yo.
And what a risk.
Yeah, what a risk.
Because you don't know what's happening. You
exactly.
don't know.
Yeah.
What a risk.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Just shout out to him. He said, nope, something's not right. We're going to the police station now, yeah. immediately.
Yeah. As Sandy and Everett arrive, the officer is questioning Sandy about Josie's whereabouts. Her statements are conflicting, so they separate Sandy and Everett. Everett says quote, something isn't right, end quote, then proceeds to tell his side of the story of him going back into the room of the home, questioning Sandy about her sister, Josie. The officer then questioned Sandy about her sister, and Sandy responded with, quote, I didn't mean for it to happen, end quote, and claimed that she didn't know whether she was dead or alive.
Wow.
The officers asked her to lead them to where Sandy had last seen Josie. Very quickly, Sandy agreed to take them. They approach the area and find a creek where people usually use as a dumping site. Oh, my God. I want to say I lived in Arizona. And there was this basically like a creek or like a what is it called? Like a ditch that people often used as like. Like dumping things just into anything, you know? That sucks, dude. Like, what the fuck? Like, stop doing that.
No, seriously, that's not cool. That's not what they're there for.
No, it's not. It's like gross. Like, come on. Like, if you want your city to be a great city, you gotta be a stand up citizen and not do that. Like, that's terrible. That was like, God, I hated that. Okay. It was a heavily wooded, desolate place, a kind of area that's secluded from civilization. The night of August 12, 1999, Sergeant Coppetelli of Collinsville Police Department was the watch commander of that happening of that evening. Come on. Okay. Sorry. I'm saying this again. The night of August 12, 1999, Sergeant Coppetelli of Collinsville Police Department was the watch commander of that evening. He was one of the responders to arrive at the area where Sandy had last seen Josie. I thought you were going to say something. No. Sergeant Coppetelli.
No, you got to say it right.
Coppetelli. And his partners. And his partners. Scanned the area and found a body laying face down in about 7 inches of water.
Oh, my gosh.
And the body was determined to be lifeless. That lifeless body was Josie, fully dressed with the hospital bracelet still on.
Dude.
That's nuts.
Dude, what the fuck?
That's nuts. It was determined that Sandy had Josie's baby. That was discharged from the hospital with Josie a few days earlier, where Sandy picked her up with Josie's 2-year-old son. As they were driving, Sandy asked Josie where she was going to move with the new child. Sandy told Josie that she needed to move out of the horrible home they were living in, which resulted in a fight. Sandy pulled the car over, telling Josie that she was feeling ill, and got out of the car. Josie got out to help Sandy. Supposedly, Sandy blacked out. Then she grabbed a rock and hit Josie in the head. Josie died of drowning, according to autopsy.
Sheesh.
Sandy then leaves with the 2-year-old son and the infant. So, the infant was clearly Josie's, yet Sandy told Everett in the beginning that it was her child. Given Sandy is not caught up, she told Everett that she had given birth to a stillborn. So she may or may not have faked pregnancy.
Right. So we don't even know if she was actually pregnant. Doesn't seem to have any, like, hospital records.
No. Absolutely not.
Of this baby, of this stillborn baby. I'm just like, this is so shocking.
Yeah.
These are sisters.
Yeah.
And they were rebuilding their relationship because one had claimed to be pregnant and the other one was. And I just can't believe that the sister picked up her other sister from the hospital after giving birth and then killed her.
With the 2-year-old in the back seat.
With the 2-year-old. And the newborn baby had to be there too.
Yeah, and the newborn baby. That's, I mean, you had a lot of time from the time that you drove her to the hospital for her to give birth and then drive to the ditch. That's a lot of time to think about not killing your sister I mean, for the baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just there's a lot of time to rethink what your actions would be mm-hmm. and still moving forward.
Your consequences.
And like, still moving forward with doing what she did.
That you are so right about that. That is a lot of time. She had to go in. And I don't think that, like, women after giving birth, they can just leave the hospital. I think someone has to, like, check them out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. of the hospital. Mm-hmm. So she did all of that with the most evil heart. And you have to have like a car seat.
There's like a whole thing about the checking out process.
Yeah.
You can't even just leave. You have to have a car seat.
There's like a whole thing with it.
Yeah.
You can't drive yourself. Like, no, it's like a whole...
That's sad.
I don't know.
That's sad.
Yeah, that is so – I didn't even think about that. She had so much time.
I just like imagine the sister, right? Imagine Josie and thinking, oh, I'm giving birth. Like, where's my boyfriend? Where's the rest of the family? Like, no one else is here. It's just
no
Sandy.
One showed up.
So even then,
birth.
Like, I can't imagine what Sandy told Josie to make her feel almost like unwanted and just.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would be so heartbroken if my boyfriend or husband didn't show up.
Because you can tell she was all like. She was telling her sister, like, you need to move out of that godforsaken place that you're living in. And so she was, like, already negatively, like, telling her things, you know? And that's just so fucked up.
I fucking love them. Mike, the situation and his wife and kid. I love
you follow them?
Yes.
That's funny.
I love them so much.
He looks so, like, sweet now.
I know.
Okay, you guys. Okay. After it was determined that Sandy, who was pregnant, in fact killed her little sister Josie, it was time to find out what happened to her baby. According to Sandy, Everett left in the morning to go to work, and that's when she began to feel a sharp pain. Fucking knew it was coming. A sharp pain. Okay. She made her way to the restroom and realized her water had broke and was going into labor. As her pains grew, she just got in the car and started driving. She decided to park the car so she can stand up and walk a little bit to try to ease some of her pains. First of all, if you are going through labor, don't fucking drive.
For real.
Unless you absolutely have to, but seriously, that's the last thing you need to be doing.
Whoever gets me pregnant, I better not have to fucking drive.
You got me fucked up.
Because your name is not going to be on the birth certificate.
Hell
to
the no.
What makes you think I'm going to have the time to call you?
First of all, when it comes about that time to go into labor,
you better
work
from
home. There.
You need to work from home.
Yeah.
Or just like take a 1 month vacation.
What the fuck do I look like?
What the hell?
Going through that by myself.
No, I would literally like kill everybody if I have to go through. You too. If I have to go through that by myself, I'm killing everyone.
That sounds crazy.
That's nuts. I could never.
That's insane.
I could never.
Yeah. Okay. She parked at Horseshoe Lake. Her pains continued, and all of a sudden, she was giving birth in the middle of a wooded area. You guys, a wooded area. The baby was about 5 pounds. It was purple, and it had no heartbeat or pulse. That is so sad.
That is the saddest thing.
With that information, she determined that the baby was not alive. When she saw the baby was not alive, she threw the baby into the lake.
Oh, my goodness.
That is crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
So, of course, investigators went to the area she described in order to retrieve the baby from the lake. One, because you can't have a dead baby floating around. And two, to corroborate her story. They looked for any blood or anything that would show she actually gave birth in that area, but they found zero evidence that she was even there.
And look at me being empathetic, both of us, empathetic as fuck for no reason right now. Oh,
for
my
no
God.
Reason. She wasn't even there.
She wasn't even there. Bitch, what baby?
Where the baby
at? Oh, my
at?
God. Oh, this
She wasn't even pregnant. Oh, my she God. She wasn't even pregnant this whole time. There's no way.
I was over here being like, damn, that sucks.
That's a crazy fucking story. And why would you jump in the car and drive by yourself? That already told me right there. You couldn't have been pregnant. Ain't no way.
Like, why would you do that?
That's crazy.
Why would you even say, like, who that? Yeah.
After questioning her about her story, Sandy eventually told investigators that she made it up. And just like we thought, she was never pregnant at all.
Sarah, you know what this is leading to.
Right.
Sandy was charged with first-degree murder. Sandy pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, however. And then she was sentenced to 18 years after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. I'll just say this. Like, I'm never a fan of deals. Yeah. You know what I mean? Clearly, yeah, they got her to plead guilty for a lesser charge.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, I'm sorry. This was first degree. You planned this out. Exactly. Like, you got to get what you deserve.
Like, why would we give you a deal for what you did?
Exactly. Just because you pled guilty. You pled guilty, then yeah. Like, I mean, you get, yeah, what you, no, get. Shit. You know? Yeah, exactly. I'm never really, like, a fan of that. But anyways, she only served 7 years for good behavior. However, Josie's children were then taken into foster care.
See, how fucked up is that? That Sandy, all she wanted was to have a baby. Yeah. And she did all of this just for her niece and, right, nephew, or were they both nephews? I think it was a girl and a boy,
yeah.
that Josie had.
Yeah.
She could have showed them so much love, mm-hmm, and now they're in the foster care system,
yeah,
which we know is not the greatest system, exactly, to be in for, exactly, children.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah. So it's like, you could have, like, shown so much love to these young babies, to your nieces and nephews, to your blood, your, yeah, family.
Yeah.
And you decided to fuck their lives up instead.
Yeah.
And your sisters.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We do have a couple of sidebars and side notes. At one point, Sandy actually thought that her boyfriend Everett and Josie were messing around on the side. She also thought that Everett was the father of Josie's baby until the DNA proved that it wasn't true. So she, yeah, went,
she
as
was
far,
going crazy.
Yeah, she went as far as, like, making sure that there was a test. Another thing is that the baby obviously was taken away and put into the system. But we also don't know why Chester, the father, wasn't allowed to keep him.
Yeah,
perhaps, like, he probably just didn't have the means. Maybe no other family, I mean, member had the means.
It was already known that, like, Josie wasn't going to be able to take care of a second child. So that probably goes, yeah, for there, Chester as well.
I was going to say, but there are also other family members. And there are so many stories that we've had told and presented where, like, the system simply doesn't reach out to other family members.
That's true.
Specifically put them in the system.
Yeah, I mean, so, we've had stories where grandparents had to fight and lost of custody.
And I, working at a family law firm, we've dealt with a case where grandparents were fighting for a kid.
Yeah.
Both parents were drug addicts, you know, and their one set of grandparents, the paternal grandparents, were fighting for the kid so that they don't stay in the system. And that was actually a pretty sad case.
Yeah,
actually.
That is sad.
Although those grandparents were fucking rude.
That's
to me.
So crazy. Sandy thought that her boyfriend was actually the father of her sister's baby.
She's nuts. That's nuts. She's
but
nuts.
Like, I mean, look, I'm too empathetic, especially when it comes to, like, serial killers sometimes, or killers. Sometimes it's like, were there things that maybe, like, she caught them doing that?
Yeah.
Could be inappropriate.
It grew from jealousy.
She was obviously very jealous.
She was already jealous. I mean, mm-hmm. And if you just look at her and what she looks like, she's clearly very insecure.
You know
what I mean? So it's
and
easy.
The fucked up part is Josie was jealous of Sandy because she had a man.
Yeah.
And Sandy is like, but my man is fucking with you. It's like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
No,
just like we said earlier, communication would have solved all of this.
I think it would have. I really, like, even as simple as, like, you know what? I commend you for what you have. If they would have said that to each other, jealousy would have went away.
Honestly,
Period. They
could have said, I'm so, like, she could have said, I'm so jealous that you get to have
and the older
children
sister,
and
or
I
they
don't.
Could have comforted each other and been like, yeah, but you have this. And,
exactly.
You know, it's, oh, God, it communication goes a long way, for sure.
Like, yeah, I might have a man, but guess what? I can't give him children.
Exactly.
Or like, you have children. Like, I have children, but mm-hmm. guess what? I don't have a man that loves me, you know? Yeah. Like,
but yeah, that's why I think, so like, simple. I do think that Sandy was on some weird shit, like, you know, accusing her little sister and her boyfriend. Yeah. I don't, because we've seen it sometimes in families or just whatever, like, that shit really isn't happening. And there really is one insecure, controlling person that they act on their impulsive emotions.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't act on what's logical. They act on just their emotions, period.
Right, exactly.
And she acted on that in so many wrongful ways.
So many wrongful ways.
But
ooh, yeah, you guys.
That is the story of the Merrifield sisters.
Yeah, I mean, it's an intense story. It's really crazy. It's really like,
yeah,
what the fuck was going on in their heads? Seriously. Honestly, both of them. Like, what the fuck was happening?
Yeah.
But Sandy, girl, out after 7 years is crazy.
It is.
That's crazy.
It is. I can't believe she's out. Mm-mm.
OMG, you guys. We just took like a short break and we had to like find where Sandy is.
Yeah. And I just followed a Sandy Merrifield.
I think we found her.
And I think it's Instagram. Her. She has zero posts, but she's older. Looks like the age that she would be
that
now.
She would be, yeah.
Looks like she had a rough life. She's smiling with her underbite.
But she has no posts.
No posts.
But so her profile picture definitely looks like an older version of her mugshot.
I just would like to, you know, confirm that it's her. I want to confirm that.
Are you going to DM her?
If I can confirm that it's her, yeah.
You should. I
would like to. I'm kind of like, I would like to DM her just to see, like, is this you?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you do it?
You should say, hey, do you perform abortions?
I'd be like, bitch, how fucking dare you do that to your little sister?
No,
but
for
you know
real.
What? No, yeah, I would approach her kind of nicely so she could tell me the truth. And then like, I'll tell everybody what her thing. No, I'm just kidding. Then we all attack at the same time.
What if we do that on Cocktail Murder? Like, we tag her shit and be like, everybody blow her shit up.
I know. And you know what?
Because I'm sorry, killing your little sister and taking her baby is like,
psycho.
You cannot just like live your life. Like, her profile picture, she's smiling in it. Like, what the fuck you got to smile about?
Because she got out in 7 years.
Girl.
7 out of how many years she was supposed to serve? 18?
She needs to have a sad face for the rest of her life. Because guess what?
Because the bitch is smiling with her underbite and I don't like it. I don't like it.
Me either.
If it is her. I don't like it. Anywho, this is Cocktail Murder.
Did you say any whom?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's grammatically incorrect, but I'm going to make it correct.
It might. Who knows?
Any whom. What is – that sounds pretty correct. Anytime
any whom?
I use whom, I feel like I say
– Well, correctly, it would, because it would come from any who, and that's definitely not. Any whom is not a word.
Any whom is it? Any whom.
Right?
Anyhow.
Look,
anyhow. It's supposed to be anyhow.
No, that's not a word either.
It's a thing. People say it all the time. Anyhow. Which also comes from nihow.
Is that where it comes from? Yeah. Anywho is not a word.
Anyhow. Anyhow is, though.
Anyhow.
I'll put money on that. I will not put money on that. But anyhow is a word. That's a word.
Let me see. Wait, it's a thing. It might be. It might be a word.
It might be an informal transition.
It's just an. It's an informal way. Oh, it's in Oxford. I don't know if it's Oxford Dictionary, but it says Oxford Languages.
Mm. Anyhow.
It's another term for anyway.
That's anyway. The correct. There it is. I was looking for it.
That's what you're looking anyway. For anyway?
Yeah, but I knew, but I mean, I meant any whom and then anyhow, but I knew there was like an original. I was like, where's
anyway?
Anyway.
So anyway.
Anyway, go.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Cocktail Murder. I don't know if we introduced ourselves. I'm Taj.
I'm Honey.
And we drink and we talk about murder, clearly, if
we
you've listened
that, like,
to this episode.
Times. Yeah.
Did we? Oh, yeah. I'm drunk, guys. Sorry. I'm drunk for real.
Mm-hmm. You know what that is? It's because your social meter is down. and you need a rest.
Is it down?
It's not down. I feel like you're going to leave after this.
No, actually, I need to, like, clean my room. I have laundry everywhere. But anyways, yes, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. Yeah. We really appreciate your guys' views, your guys' listens. Yeah. We fucking love you guys, seriously.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Yeah. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Cocktail Murder. Follow us on TikTok at Cocktail Murder Pod. Mm-hmm. And yeah, make sure you tune into the next episode.
And until then, we will cheers it out to the next meltdown.
Yes.
Cheers. Clink, clink, clink. Girl, you better check that. Bye.
Bye.